JFM's Sunday Business Show.
With AvantCard. Choose personalised pricing. It's made for you.
Now, lighting as a service. If you haven't heard of it, then you will. That is where a lighting company comes and replaces your old lights with fancy LED low energy lights, and then they split the savings with you. ECI Lighting is one of Ireland's oldest, lighting companies. Their Twitter account is a lovely, quaint picture of their early company vans. ECI has just raised €25 million to help them grow that market. And Mark Connolly, commercial director of ECI Lighting, has come out of the sunshine into the gloom of the studio to tell, or is that to sell, us more. Good morning, Mark.
Great to be here, Connell. How are you?
€25 million. Who gave you 25?
Yeah, we're talking to a couple of people at the moment, actually.
We have
agreed heads of terms with one. We're looking at doing some due diligence on a second one. So it's a great place to be.
It's a lot of money.
It is, yeah. There's a lot of opportunity out there. I know you mentioned lighting as a service, but there's a lot of different technologies that we're looking at deploying for our clients.
Such as?
Well,
get the ad in.
Yeah, well, we better get the lighting in first. It's a nice quick win and it drives great savings. But we can look at battery storage technology. We can look at putting in ECI energy monitoring and verification software tools to help other pieces of equipment on that plant or in that factory kind of reduce the energy consumption. We can look at smart lighting controls, essentially anything that can drive energy savings on a building, whether it's logistical warehousing, schools, hospitals, car parks, that sort of thing.
Are you reading your ad?
I'm not. I'm reading some scribbles.
Typically, how much money can you save a company? I am a company spending, say, £1,000 a month on energy.
If it's on lighting, typically up to 70% of that cost.
That's a lot.
Yeah, the technology is fantastic. So we'll get to that. And then each project will be assessed on case-by-case basis, depending on what the investment is. But if we add in energy monitoring software or intelligent IoT lighting controls, we could get that up towards 80%. So we won't make a broad statement. We'll look at each site on a case by case, but LED at this point is a proven technology, so we know that we can reduce it from up to 75%.
Tell us a little bit about the background of the company, because as I mentioned, the picture is absolutely lovely. There's vans there with five number telephone numbers.
Yeah, there's a great history. Lovely. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Does ECI stand for?
The Electrical Company of Ireland originally is what it stood for. 60-year-old company, third generation now. It's a privately held business and we have offices in Dublin, Cork and Belfast and some agents in the UK as well. But the company started out supplying product to wholesale channel partners. So over the last 60 years, we now have an active customer base of about 150 of those partners. So that's at the moment probably half of our business. So we would distribute on an exclusive basis a lot of products all around Ireland and the UK. Well, we were the first company globally appointed by Dyson Lighting a few months ago. So we had a huge launch around that. Yeah,
how did you get that?
A lot of hard work, and they wanted to make a move into the Irish market, and they recognised that we have a really strong foothold there.
Are you dealing with Mr. Dyson or Sir or Lord Dyson, whatever you call
yourself? One or two down the chain from that, I think. The management team...
I'd laugh if you were his foothold into outside of Britain, because, of course, he's mad for Brexit. Did you know that, Mr. Dyson?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me one bit. Yeah. Now, I'm not, all that worried about the politics of it. I'm more so
moving
the product out to market here and in the UK.
And what is the product?
It's a range of Dyson lighting products. So there's three.
Have you heard of them? What do they do?
It's really
an
architectural.
They light, or?
No, unfortunately, but there's three core products to it. One is a desktop mounted light, really good for architects and consulting engineers who we do a lot of work with. The other is...
When you say now good for them, is it good for their desktops, or is it for them to spec?
Well, both. Yeah, it's good for them to actually work under because it creates great light. It's a high-end product. It's not something we're going to be moving huge volumes of, but it's an amazing range of lights. And there's other ones there for kind of commercial offices and stuff like that. But so we're the only agent at the moment appointed for that.
Done.
Yeah, so it's a great achievement.
You're the commercial director. Did you land that one?
I didn't, actually, no.
That's an honest answer. I would have made some claim if I were you.
Yeah, no,
so I was involved in it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't, to be fair. I'll give credit to Declan and Gary and Peter, the three directors there who have been there for a long time. Yeah, the reputation of the company, you asked about the history of it. As I said, third generation. We probably have well over 500 lighting projects done at this stage. The likes of Trinity College, the new Royal College of Surgeons building.
Which won all the awards.
Yeah, that won Ireland's Favourite Building Award a few weeks ago, so it's fantastic. We've done St. Vincent's, Dublin Airport, and we also just completed the lighting project of the year for Oracle headquarters down in East Point. So it's great, there's lots going on.
And if you're dealing with Oracle, and if you've done lovely work for them, is there any chance that the likes of Oracle would bring you off to the States?
It's very possible, yeah. Now,
that'd
generally,
be cool, wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah. I wouldn't mind going there. Well, there's actually no need to go there with weather like this. But we would. I mentioned the wholesale channel partner half of the business. The other half of the business is our specification team and our, you know, we would support on a daily basis consulting engineers and M&E contractors and architects to design these projects. And then we've started up, as you said, we've raised a significant amount of capital for a third business unit, which is lighting as a service. So we'll look to deploy and fully fund energy efficiency projects in commercial clients.
I told you that we have, everybody gets 8 minutes of fame on the Sunday Business Show. So you better shout out for, who do you want to get in touch with you of our 60,000 listeners or 25,000 podcasters? Who do you want them to get in contact with, and about what?
Yeah, well, ideally, if somebody has an LED lighting requirement, they've got old, inefficient lights on their site that are burning too much energy, whether they have the capital or not, a lot of people kind of appreciate the opportunity to outsource some of that operational risk. We'll make the investment, we'll project manage the installation, we'll maintain the site and fully guarantee it on site comprehensively for 5 years. And, you know, we'll look at in another 5 years what technology is available. But if somebody wants to outsource that problem and upgrade, and we'll make that investment, we're looking to, I guess, speak to, you know, the larger commercial clients, car park operators, schools, hospitals, logistic warehouses, that sort of stuff. So anyone who's spending kind of, you know, 1,000 or 1,500 euro per month on energy up, I would say minimum of 100 lights. But if somebody is stuck, we'll try and help them out.
And you can save them 70 quid, 70%. What am I saying?
We
70
can.
Quid, 70, no.
Yeah,
that is a win.
It is. If the project isn't big enough, then we'll just go back to our traditional model and we'll sell them some.
And his name, they've just heard, is Mark Connolly. And he's the guy to contact. We put all the contact details up onto the website. Mark Connolly, Commercial Director of ECI Lighting, the electrical company of Ireland now that I know. Thank you so much. Is there something else you're going to shout out? No, you're happy?
That's great. Thanks.
Very good. I just want to make sure.
Great to be here.
Some people want to shout out for their kids or something like that. No?
None of them yet.
Okay. Thank you so much. We are going to take a break, after which we are going to go to a very, very, very interesting, I said that a lot, very interesting startup.
Today FM's Sunday Business Show
with Avant Card, making personal loans more personal.